Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Hurricane Fiona has claimed at least two lives in Puerto Rico. The Category 2 storm dumped torrential rain across the island, knocking out power and water services along the way. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is expected to visit Puerto Rico on Tuesday.
The focus right now, as the storm has passed, is always life safety at first. We want to make sure that we have the right resources in place to support any life-saving activities that need to happen, and then power restoration.
Puerto Rico's Governor Pedro Pierluisi predicts that damage to the island will be catastrophic. Hurricane Fiona is now heading north towards the Turks and Caicos Islands. The sheriff of Bexar County, Texas, is investigating the decision to fly dozens of migrants from Texas to Massachusetts. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the flights were arranged by Florida's governor.
Sheriff Javier Salazar is a Bexar County Democrat, but he says the investigation he's launching is not about party affiliation.
Traveling from another state to prey upon people that are just already in a desperate situation and then dumping them off at the risk of life and limb to them and to their children, that's a no-go for me, no matter what your party affiliation is.
Sheriff Salazar alleges the migrants were lured under false pretenses from the streets of San Antonio, Bexar County's largest city. DeSantis has taken credit for the flights, joining the governors of Texas and Arizona and sending migrants to Democratic-controlled cities. His office responded to the investigation with a statement saying Florida gave the migrants an opportunity to seek, quote, greener pastures. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
A new CDC report finds that 4 out of 5 pregnancy-related deaths are preventable. From member station KQED, April Domboski reports that the study analyzed deaths that occurred from 2017 to 2019.
Mental health conditions were the leading cause of death for white and Latino women, while cardiac problems led for Black women. Most striking, more than half the deaths occurred well after women left the hospital. UNC Chapel Hill nursing professor Karen Sheffield Abdullah says the U.S. medical system is overly focused on getting the baby out.
Like a Reese's peanut butter cup, the mom is the wrapper and the baby is the candy. Once you remove the wrapper, you just discard the wrapper. And what we really need to be thinking about is that fourth trimester, that time after the baby is born.
She says OBGYNs should be trained on treating mental health and substance use disorders, and there should be more screening and follow-up care. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski.
House Democrats are voting this week on changes to a 19th century law for certifying presidential elections. A vote to overhaul the Electoral Count Act could take place on Wednesday. A bipartisan group of senators is moving towards similar legislation. This is NPR News. A missile fired from Russia landed near a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine Monday, damaging nearby industrial equipment. Ukrainian authorities say there's no evidence of damage to any of the 3 reactors at the complex. The missile strike has renewed fears of a possible radioactive disaster in the region. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to step up attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure in retaliation for his losses on the battlefield. Russia's nearly 7-month-old invasion of Ukraine is on the agenda for this week's annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. Queen Elizabeth II is interred in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that tens of thousands of people came to watch the late monarch's coffin go by for the last time.
After the Queen's hearse and the procession passed, people stayed to watch her committal ceremony broadcast on giant screens set up on Windsor Castle grounds. Mary Jane Lowry says it's been an incredible day.
It's sadness because after 70 years she's gone, but I mean it's also a celebration of her life and what a life. So I think for people it's a great coming together, especially with what Britain's going through at the moment. It's not going through the easiest of times.
Lowry says reality will hit tomorrow, but today Britons will celebrate their queen. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Windsor Castle.
U.S. futures are slightly higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also higher, up 1% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.